Many people in this country have experienced such difficult situations in Ghanaian hospitals. Many have lost their lives to such avoidable situations in our hospitals. As a practicing physician, I find it very depressing and unfortunate to read and hear of such events. Events that reduce the confidence of the public in healthcare professionals as well as the healthcare delivery system in the country. This no-bed syndrome is not only a public health issue. It is a national security matter. This house is representative of the nation enough and legally empowered adequately to go into this matter and lead the way in finding a potent policy to address this no-bed problem.
When you have a weakness in the public health system of any nation, all of us are at risk. To say that collectively, let's say no to this no-bed syndrome in our hospital. We have the solutions to this problem. Let's come together and say that enough is enough. Let's leave partisan politics aside and say that what affects all of us, let's address it collectively and ensure that no more would anybody go to any of our public health facilities and will hear that there is no bed.
A Deputy Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Joseph Kwenka, shared his ordeal on how he lost his wife due to the logistical challenges facing health facilities in Ghana.
Personally, on the 7th of September 2016, while preparing to make a trip out of Ghana with my wife, she got a stroke suddenly, and I like to refer to it as the 7 hours of hell on earth here in Ghana. We rushed to a nearby clinic, and after they gave us some emergency, they referred us to the referral hospitals with the ambulance. We went to Kolebu Hospital and were told there was no bed. And what is very sad about it is that they don't even try to give any first aid or try to see the patient. They just come and tell you there's no bed. And then we proceeded to 37, the same treatment, to Nyahu the same, to Trust the same, and then we finally went to Reach. That was after 6 hours at last. Even there, we were told the same story, no bed. And certain persons who had similar experiences told me to insist. Otherwise, there was not going to be any single hospital that would admit. So I somehow managed to get the phone line of the medical director of Reach. When I called him, he made a few calls. Suddenly, a bed was available. And at the time, it had reached an irreversible situation. So the following morning, I lost my wife. And clearly, from the interactions I had with all the medical persons available, the situation could have been ameliorated or soothed in a little if within an hour or so after we're referred, got a bed in one of the hospitals and was given intensive care. She never. Personally, when it happened, I went into coma and I woke up in a luxury room where there were 2 beds surrounded by nurses.
After the contributions, the speaker, Professor Okui, ordered a joint committee on health and constitutional, legal, and parliamentary affairs to look into the matter within 2 weeks and report back to the House.
The Joint Committee on Constitutional and Legal, as well as Health, on this matter. To take it very serious and report to this Honorable House in 2 weeks, if that should reflect the concerns of Honorable Members, to visit appropriate quarters and to bring back a report to us in 2 weeks and come out with a well-reasoned argument for further action. Honorable Members, sometimes we say we have laws. In fact, very often we don't really have laws. There are too many gaps in our laws. In Britain today, if anyone visits a doctor with a burn or a cut or whatever looks like an abrasion or contusion, the doctor is bound by law to report the matter to the police. These laws have not been there from beginning of time, and people take advantage. I will want honorable members of parliament to analyze these areas. What are the gaps that allow people to do these things to our people? But actually, there must be specific laws on specific mischiefs that we consider as members of parliament worry and bother our people. And these are the matters for private members' bills to enhance the parameters of the law and protect our people even more.
You heard the Speaker of Parliament, Professor Aaron Mike Okui.